Hello and welcome. This is the Call Boy and the Beta Girl. And if you are listening to this, you are probably an inferior, lowly little beta girl. Now, this file is a bit different from my normal files. It does not have a formal introduction. And during the file, you are encouraged to actually follow the path that you can follow. You are encouraged to actually kneel and actually pleasure yourself when prompted to do so. And as you get more and more horny, you might find that you just get lost in the fantasy. Getting lost in the fantasy and really experiencing it. Now, little beta girl, in this story, imagine you are a little beta girl. And no matter if you are or not, imagine that you are still a virgin and you want to treat yourself. You want to finally change it. So, you are ordering a call boy. But not just any call boy. Of course, you were thinking about this step for a long time and did a lot of research. And you ordered yourself a real alpha man. That can really take you. Someone who has animalistic sex with you and can drive you from screaming orgasm to screaming orgasm. And you have read the reviews and informed yourself. Well, and today, little girl, today is the day. Today is the day where you want to be a real woman. And have sex with an alpha. And you are nervous. You prepared yourself for hours. Getting ready for it. And then finally, you hear the doorbell ringing. And your heart is beating faster as you go to the door. And you open it. Hello, sexy lady. Did you order a boy toy with satisfaction guarantee tonight? Wonderful. Why don't you let me come in and I'll see what I can do to make all your dreams come true. Now, before we begin, let's take care of the financial side. Wonderful, thank you. Perfect. Now, shall we see what I can do for a sexy lady like you? Do you want to experience how I can satisfy you? Do you want to get fucked to total oblivion? Good. Oh? What's the trouble? Oh, I think I know what's going on. Oh, that is cute. I like it. You're still a virgin, aren't you? Oh, don't worry, little girl. We are going to change that tonight. Oh, yeah, my little girl. I'm going to turn you into a real woman tonight. Don't you like that, little girl? Don't you like that I pop your cherry? That I make you a real woman? Now don't worry. I'm gentle with you. At first. And then I'm going to really take you. Now. Why don't you strip for me? Why don't you show me what I have to work with? Show me your sexy body, little girl. That's good. Sexy little girl. Now don't be shy. Loose those panties. I really want to see you, little girl. Ha. Huh. Okay, that's it. That's your useless little beta girl cunt. How's that supposed to ever satisfy a man? Yeah, fuck you, little beta girl. I'm not going to fuck you. Yeah, I know you paid. But what's the point? Why the fuck should I fuck a cunt that can't satisfy me, you stupid beta girl? No, don't worry, little beta girl. I took your money, and I'm going to give you your money's worth. Even if I'm never going to fuck a little beta girl like you. As a matter of fact, you're going to get a lot of things today that are far too good for a little beta girl. Things you don't deserve. And let's be real, little beta girl. There's only one reason why you're getting them. You're getting them because you need to be shown your place as the worstest little beta girl. And I know how even just being close to an alpha trains and overloads your little beta brain. Now, little beta girl, let me get comfortable in this armchair. Much better. Now, kneel before me. Get on your knees, little beta girl. Kneeling between my legs. Looking up at me. In the place where you belong, little beta girl. Beneath an alpha. You are just an inferior, lowly little beta girl. And being put in your place makes you horny. Doesn't it, little beta girl? Triggers your natural beta instinct to surrender when an alpha puts you in your place. Because this is where you belong, little beta girl. This is your place. Revel in your horniness and inferiority, little beta girl. You are just a stupid little beta girl. Now, what I want you to do is to put the hand you would normally use to masturbate on your head and use your other hand to stroke your clit. That's right. Stroke your little clit. Because as a beta girl, that is your real sex organ. That is sex for beta girls. Helplessly rubbing their little clit and becoming more horny, more submissive for alphas. Rub it, little beta girl. Rub yourself deeper into inferiority. As you look up into my eyes, kneeling before me in the place where you belong. You are just an inferior little beta girl. You're not good enough to satisfy a man. You're not made for sex, little beta girl. Beta girls like you are made to serve alphas, to be good little submissive house girls for alphas, to work for alphas, to clean for alphas. And all the while, little beta girl, you are wishing you were good enough. You are wishing you were a real woman. You are wishing you could experience being fucked by an alpha, being taken by an alpha, having animalistic sex, being forcefully grabbed by an alpha, pushed over a table and taken hard and long, forcing you from helpless screaming orgasm to orgasm, completely lost in the pleasure, completely lost in the control of an alpha that fucks you. But I'm never gonna fuck you, little beta girl, because you are a beta girl. You are unfuckable. Yeah, you're a beta girl. You're not even good enough to be a fuck. How does that feel, little inferior beta girl? You are in your place. Oh, and little beta girl, do you know why you have such an unfuckable inferior cunt? It's by design, little beta girl. It puts you into an instant disadvantage to any alpha. Because no alpha man, no man, period, wants to fuck your ugly, worthless, pointless cunt. That's right. No man wants to fuck your useless cunt. And yet, you crave to be fucked. You crave to be taken, don't you, little beta girl? You crave to be used and fucked like a real woman. And this craving makes you so submissive to every alpha. Yeah, your useless cunt has a good use. It makes you inferior. It makes you helpless. It makes you so easy to control. So how are you doing down there, stupid little beta girl? Did it go as you expected? You thought you could play being a real woman, didn't you? You could fool an alpha into fucking you? Being in charge, having hot sex? Stupid, stupid little beta girl. Now you are right where you belong. How does that feel, little beta girl, to kneel there while I berate you and tell you that I'm never gonna fuck you because you are just a stupid, inferior, worthless beta girl? Is that how you imagined this evening, you dumb fuck? Oh, my mistake. Of course you're not a dumb fuck. You're not good enough to be a fuck. No man is ever going to fuck your worthless cunt, you stupid beta girl. This is the closest you will ever come to sex. Kneeling before an alpha and rubbing your little clitty while I tell you exactly how worthless and inferior you are, you stupid beta girl. But hey, little beta girl. If you're an obedient little beta girl, I'm going to reward you. Because you know that you don't deserve these things and you only get them. Because it's going to fuck with your worthless little beta brain and train you to be a good little beta girl. And yet, you crave anything from an alpha, don't you? The idea to see my massive alpha cock, to smell it. To touch it. Just imagine, little beta girl. Just imagine how good it would feel if I were to fuck you. To take you, to bend you over and fuck you hard and fast. Fucking you like only an alpha could fuck you. Feral and wild and passionate. Ramming myself deep into you again and again until you lose all control in lust and pleasure and be driven from screaming orgasm to screaming orgasm. Yeah, I'm never gonna fuck you, you worthless beta girl. Do you hear that? I'm never gonna fuck you. Now, little beta girl. Let's see how obedient, submissive, and stupefied you are. How much you accept your place. I'm going to tell you a few things now. And you are going to repeat them to me. And make them sound believable. Make them sound really good for me. Show me that you love to be my inferior, worthless beta girl. Now, when I say something, you will obviously repeat it in first person. So if I say, you are a worthless little beta girl, you will reply, I am a worthless little beta girl. Even a stupid little beta girl like you should understand that. And as I said, make it sound good. Show me that you want to be my worthless, inferior, stupid little beta toy. And if you convince me, I reward you, little beta girl. But you have to be really good. Now keep rubbing your clit, little beta girl, and repeat. You are a worthless beta girl.
You are devoted.
You are a worthless beta girl.
You are controlled. You are mindless.
You are a worthless beta girl.
You are confused. You are inferior.
You're too inferior to be fucked.
You are lowly. You are beta.
You're too inferior to be fucked.
You are mindless. You are beta.
You're too inferior to be fucked.
You are worthless.
You're in heat.
You are horny.
You are stupid, horny, and submissive before alphas.
You are devoted.
You are beta girl.
You are loyal.
You are unfuckable.
You are beta.
You are stupid, horny, and submissive before alphas.
You are obedient. You are beta.
You are confused.
You're only a beta.
You are stupid, horny, and submissive before alphas.
You are beta.
You are pathetic.
You are stupid.
You will never be a real woman.
You are confused.
You will never be a real woman.
You are confused.
You love to serve alphas.
You are submissive.
You will never be a real woman.
Devoted.
You are unfuckable.
You are loyal.
You are my.
You are only a servant for alphas.
You are mindless.
You
are only a servant for alphas.
You are inferior.
You are unfuckable.
You are only a servant for alphas.
You are beta.
You crave to have sex with alphas. You know alphas will never fuck you.
You are inferior.
You are horny.
You are worthless.
You're in heat.
You crave to have sex with alphas. You know alphas will never fuck you.
You are devoted,
beta girl. You are loyal.
You crave to have sex with alphas. You know alphas will never fuck you.
You are inferior.
You are obedient.
You are beta.
You are confused. You are a worthless and inferior beta girl.
You are beneath.
You are a worthless and inferior beta girl.
You are pathetic.
You are worthless.
You are a worthless and inferior beta girl.
You are horny.
You are horny.
Good girl.
You are
well, was somewhat convincing.
Submissive.
Okay, let's be nice to you. Imagine that while you're kneeling there in front of me, that I open my zipper and unpack my big, massive, throbbing alpha cock directly in front of your face. You see it so close.
You
see it growing rock hard directly in front of you. And as I swing it from left to right, and your eyes completely fixate on the tip of my mighty cock. And you feel that you are just a worthless little beta girl. You slowly become aware of the scent of my cock. The masculine scent that enters your nose. The pheromones of an alpha. And you feel your mind growing woozy and soft. You feel pleasure beginning to intoxicate your body. You feel a fire in your loins like you never experienced before. You are barely aware that you rub yourself faster and faster, that your mouth begins salivating as your mind is melting into lust, melting into desire, melting into obedience. My pheromones triggering your natural beta instinct. Your mind and body are almost aching with a desire to surrender, to submit, to give yourself to me, to work for me, to be my little toy. You feel your natural beta instinct triggered. Your submission taking over. You want to give yourself to me completely. You are intoxicated. Your mind is spinning. Your loins are on fire. And your submission reaches a fever peak as you stare on the tip of my cock, swinging directly in front of your eyes. You feel the need, you want to experience my cock. You want to taste it, to lick it, to worship it. You want to feel it taking you, fucking you. But I never gonna fuck you because you are an inferior beta girl. You exist to serve alphas, to work for alphas, to be a good little beta girl for alphas. Now imagine I gesture you to move back a little bit, and then I stand up, holding my cock in my hand, putting my other hand on the back of your head while you're still rubbing yourself, and then pushing your head into me, placing your nose, the tip of your nose, directly on the base of my cock, directly above my balls, and then laying my cock on your face, and you are breathing in the pheromones directly from the source. You can feel your mind spinning and swimming. You can feel the lust overtaking you. You feel submissive. You feel controlled. You feel owned. You feel obedient. All the natural beta instincts in your beta brain are triggered by my pheromones. By my alpha dominance, you just naturally slip into your place as a beta. You are where you belong, little beta girl. You have waited all your life. You were searching. You never knew what you were searching for, what you were looking for, because nobody told you that you were beta. You were looking for relationships that never really satisfied you. But now you have found an alpha who has triggered your natural beta instinct. And now you can see it clear as day. As your pussy, your useless, worthless, pointless pussy is burning with need to be used. As your mindless beta mind is spinning with desire. As you indulge in the control of an alpha. As you inhale my pheromones. As you inhale my scent. As you imprint on an alpha and become a good little beta. You know this is a real you. You know this will never go away. You are beta, and you know you have always been beta. You've just not lived as a beta. But now that you know, now you know where you are, what you are, and where you belong. And while you kneel there before me, I can feel your mouth, your empty mouth working an imaginary cock that you wish would be in your mouth, don't you, little beta girl? Working completely on instinct and looking down at you, looking down at this pitiful little beta girl. Well, I can't help but take pity on you. For a moment I consider to sit back down and have you suck on my toe while looking in my eyes. But I'm nice. I pull your head back and then I offer you my thumb. And you begin to instinctively suck on my thumb, rubbing yourself harder and faster, looking up into my eyes as I look down at you. Look down with pity in my eyes. Such a pathetic little helpless beta girl. But what should one expect from a beta girl? Of course you don't have any self-control. Of course you are weak. Of course you are stupid and mindless and horny in front of an alpha. It's what you are. You are a beta girl. You are inferior. You are pathetic little beta girl. And just look at you. Look at how pathetic you are, sucking on my thumb for all you're worth, you pathetic little beta girl, because you know that's more than you will ever get again. Because you are just an unfuckable, pathetic little beta girl. No, that's enough, little beta girl. Feel the emptiness as I pull my thumb out of your mouth. And then push you back on your back, so you're laying on your back, looking upward, and then I'm standing up again, and place one foot down on your chest, pushing you down to the ground while I tower over you, looking down at you, and beginning to stroke my cock. Yeah. That's much better than fucking a beta girl. I rather use my own hand. And as I stroke my cock, pushing you down to the ground, you are learning another truth of your existence as a beta girl. That the only way you can give sexual pleasure to an alpha is by accepting your inferiority. By accepting humiliation, by accepting how worthless you are, as I stroke myself off and enjoy having a worthless little beta girl under my foot, looking up at me in worship, looking up at my cock as I stroke it, feeling so worthless, so inferior, just a dumb fucking little beta girl. You're nothing, little beta girl. You're literally beneath me, little beta girl. Feel my foot on your chest pushing you down on the ground, down into worthlessness as I stroke my cock. Oh, my cock is so hard. It turns me on to degrade and humiliate a worthless little beta girl, to put you in your place. And it turns me on that you accept it so graciously, that accept that you are worthless, that you accept that you are pathetic, that you accept that you are beneath me. Oh, yeah, you are worthless little beta girl. You are nothing, little beta girl. Oh, you are nothing, little beta girl. You're pathetic. Oh, I'm never gonna fuck you. Oh, I'm never gonna fuck you. I'm never gonna fuck you, you worthless, dumb, pathetic beta girl. Oh, and I come. Aiming my cock at your face, and hot strands of cum land on your face, all over your face, and in your open, greedy beta mouth. Pumping more cum onto you. And all the cum on your face, you feel the hot cum on your face, in your mouth, instantly intoxicating you, and you know you're not worth this gift. And yet you can feel it, you can feel my cum instantly going to your brain, intoxicating you, making you weak, making you worthless, making you filled with bliss and happiness and joy. Down on the ground, down where you belong. And even as I take my foot off of you, you just lay there weak, helpless, like a rag doll. And I kneel down next to you, take your hair and wipe off my cock. And you just lay there like a rag doll, helpless. As I stand up again, as I dress myself again, your eyes just following me as I tower over you. As I get dressed, as I say goodbye, you pathetic, stupid, worthless beta girl. And as I leave you alone, you just lay there on the ground, helplessly stroking, helplessly horny, helplessly intoxicated, and in your worthless place, as an inferior, dumb little beta girl, just horny, stupid, submissive, and feeling the control of an alpha, feeling blessed that an alpha used you, feeling horny, feeling confused, feeling pathetic and worthless, because you are a little beta girl. And then I leave you, and I'm leaving you too, Just stay in this stupor for as long as you want and imagine yourself in the situation, you dumb beta girl.
You are worthless.
Bye, you stupid beta girl.